Hi, my name is Doug Cooper. I'm spokesperson for Intel Corporation.
Hi, Doug. It's Michael Johnson here at PodTech, and we are here in the midst of all the happenings of digital life. There's a lot of things going on. I see a lot of different things talking about wireless, about getting connected. We've got Intel here talking. We've got things streaming live over the web. But I want to talk to you a little bit about the security of all of this, because whether it's gaming, online gaming through multi-game players, all different kinds of setups, it's a lot of access that people are getting to your computer. So let's talk a little bit about cybersecurity.
Yeah, and we've been. Intel's become involved as a sponsor with McGruff to create more awareness of this issue. It has very many faces. I think we initially thought of security as viruses, and then it started to become more about pop-ups and malware and people trying to steal your information. And now it's really become a full-blown identity theft issue. And one of the reasons why Intel's involved in trying to create some awareness around this is we have a feeling that, in the time between when this wasn't an issue and now that it is, people have started to load up their systems and realize that they're getting slow, and their behavior is they're turning off the security mechanisms that are protecting them from identity theft in order to get an acceptable gaming experience or whatever. And so one of the things we're trying to say is, be conscious of it. When you're connected, just like you'd be careful if you were at a bank machine about letting someone look over your shoulder and see your password, you need to be careful when you're online to make sure that you're not giving people easy access to your information. So have an up-to-date virus scanner. Have make sure that it takes care of spyware, malware, and bots of all kinds. And one of the things that we're trying to do from a technology perspective is, next time you start to look at a PC, realize that the world is a different place. PCs are busy, and we're expecting them to do more. And security is one of those things that we're asking them to do more of. Technologies like Core 2 and multi-core in the future from Intel are designed to facilitate kind of that whole way we use computers. They allow you to do more at the same time to multiply your experience.
So what kind of features are built into these that are going to help with security?
Well, one of the things that you probably notice as a computer user is in that bottom taskbar at the right, there's a lot of little icons. Well, every single one of those is a little program that's running. One of them is checking for your security. One of them is updates from the operating system updates or virus updates. And those things are all taking away performance of your system. They run in parallel. And in today's single-core computer, the operating system makes you think that they're all running at the same time. And what it does is it sort of passes the baton around to each of those, says, okay, it's your turn, go do your thing, and then takes it away and passes it to the next one. In a true multi-core environment like you have with Core 2 Duo and the future quad-core product, those cores actually act like multiple batons. So you can actually have several things going on really in parallel. And so you get safety and security without compromising the performance of your games.
Now, we're here. You mentioned a carrot called McGruff. That's not the same old one that came out, like, what was that, 20, how many years ago was it? 27 years or something like this?
I'm not sure the source of the character. McGruff becomes the mascot for this whole concept, national concept around cybersecurity.
That's McGruff the crime dog, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's still around. It's amazing. Right? So he's actually here at the show over there. We're going to talk to him just a little bit later, maybe see if we can get him to take a bite out of crime, say that famous line of his. But I know that there's a lot of stuff that's aggregated at that site. It's called bytecrime.org. That's B-Y-T-E, crime.org. And what kinds of things do you think, say the top three things that people should do right now if they're listening and they want to just do the absolute basic stuff to get themselves covered, at least minimally?
Well, beyond the things that you would usually take care of as a consumer today, like be careful and protect your passwords and one of the things you should do is make sure that you have an up-to-date virus scanner, that it does take into account spyware and malware, and stay away from sites that those programs recommend you stay away from, because they do that for a good reason. And I think those are the key things that you need to be safe. And then finally, make sure that your computer is fast enough so that you don't have to compromise safety and security to get the performance you want.
And you get that, of course, through what kind of computer?
Core 2 Duo computers.
I knew you were going to say it. All right, well, thanks for speaking with us on the podcast today. And again, it's bytecrime.org, and you can find out some security measures there. And thanks for speaking with us today. It's Doug Cooper, who is a spokesperson for Intel. Thanks for speaking with us on the podcast
today. My pleasure.
I'm Michelle Boykins, Director of Communications at the National Crime Prevention Council. We're here today at Digital Life to talk about the Take a Bite Out of Cybercrime campaign that we're launching this week here in New York.
Now it kind of sounds familiar because I know that we've heard this Take a Bite Out of Crime thing before. And it's kind of a big furry guy over here. What's his name again?
Absolutely. McGruff the Crime Dog has been saying Take a Bite Out of Crime for 26 years.
So he's gone cyber, is that what you're telling me?
And McGruff has gone cyber now. He's into cyberspace. And we're here basically letting people know that over 80% of home computers are not adequately protected, and we want to raise awareness about what things they can do to protect themselves better at home and protect their children online as well.
Is there a website for that?
Yes, the website is bitecrime.org.
Okay. B-I-T-E or B-Y-T-E?
It's B-Y-T-E
.org. He's gone cyber. Okay. How's one taking this program to sort of from sort of taking a bite out of crime to sort of transitioning over to the computer? How's that transition been?
Well, we consider this to be the Lights, Locks, and Alarms campaign that McGruff has done 26 years ago, now taking it into the online component. It's really about the same things that you would do to protect your home from a burglar are the same things that you should do online to protect yourself from a potential hacker or from a virus. You know, we want to make people aware of the very basic things that they can do, and it's not that difficult. They're easy steps.
What are the top three?
Top three are to make sure that you have the most updated antivirus software on your computer, to make sure that you have adequate firewall protection, and to do things like periodically change your passwords and make sure that your passwords aren't things like your birth date and so forth. We want to make sure that people really take that seriously.
Well, Michelle Boykin with the National Crime Prevention Council, and McGruff the Crime Dog has gone cyber. Thanks for being with us on the podcast.
Thank you.
Take a bite out of cybercrime. Ruff.